Welcome to Liberate Your People Pleaser. I am Brenda Florida, certified life coach, and you might be a people pleaser if you tend to prioritize other people's wants and needs over your own. If you're the peacemaker, if you're always trying to create harmony with the people that you work with and live with, you probably are also an amazing problem solver. You have great intuition. And you're probably an empath, or at least have great skills of empathy. And the reason why I call this Liberate Your People Pleaser and not Fix Your People Pleaser is there's nothing to fix. There's nothing wrong with you. These are fantastic qualities that you have, really superpowers that you just naturally possess and instinctively use. And what gets problematic about them is when they get turned around on other people all the time and not on yourself. And what do I mean by that? Empathy. You can understand how another person feels, you understand their perspective, or you can put yourself in their shoes. And when you do that, you may be prone to giving up your own feelings, your own position, your own perspective, and you make theirs more important. So you're prioritizing what they feel or think or their position over your own. And that's when things start to go awry for us. And so in this podcast, each episode, we'll talk about different ways that we can power up those great skills that we have and use them for ourselves first and then give to others out of that fullness, rather than prioritizing everyone else. So it doesn't make us selfish when we stop prioritizing everybody else. What it does is allows us to have the power that we need internally, the confidence and the clarity that we need internally, to then go impact the world in an even more powerful way. So I'm Brenda Florida, certified life coach, and I'm so glad you're with us. Let's liberate your people pleaser. Welcome to this episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. So today I'm curious, what dims your light? We all have things that will diminish our own sense of power and ability to find our infinite possibilities in life, right? So power and possibilities are always intrinsically linked. When my power gets diminished, I start feeling like I have fewer and fewer choices. So that can be a great signal to you where you're feeling a diminishment in your own sense of personal power, is that you don't feel like there are options. You don't feel like there are possibilities. You don't feel like there are choices to make. And so we all have things, this is not unique. We all have things that diminish us, that turn down that light. So if we want to use the metaphor again of a dimmer switch on a light, there's a whole spectrum there from the lights fully on or the lights really completely off. Even if you haven't gone that final click to turn it off, there's no light coming out of the bulb. So that's the way your own feeling, your own sense of your personal empowerment is. It's a whole spectrum. It's not all on or all off. You know, sometimes we get to a position where it feels all off, and sometimes we feel really, you know, unbeatable, you know, indestructible, whatever, and that power is really all on, okay? But most of our life, we're living somewhere in between there. And what's tricky is that things can build where one thing diminishes our power somewhat, and then another thing comes up and that diminishes it a little more. And then another thing and another thing. And all of a sudden there's a collection of things that any one of them by themselves wouldn't have created that much of a dimming of our light, but piled up together. Now there's a big difference in how bright our light is. So I want you to think about the very specific things that you have that can kind of zap that empowerment, that dim that light for you. It might be something at work. It might be a person at work, right? It might not be the whole job. It might just be an aspect of a project you're on or a certain person you have to work with, or you like the people you work with, but your boss, you know, takes your light away, so to speak. Or it could be your business that you're struggling in it, or that it's flourishing and you don't have enough time to do anything. And so it's all these things that we say to ourselves, oh, I have to do that. Or I can't, you know, I can't do that because of that. You know, I have to, that person made me feel like I wasn't important. It's any sort of self-judgment, self-criticism, even if we're sort of blaming it on another person. They're criticizing me. They're putting me down. They're dismissing me. So they are the reason I don't feel power. And of course, if you've listened to me before, you know that my perspective is that that is actually not the case. And it's my perspective because I've lived it, okay? I've been in emotionally abusive relationships where it would be very easy to believe that the reason I felt bad about myself was because my husband was being emotionally abusive, right? So he's saying mean things. He's saying dismissive things, critical things. You know, I'm talking about not being seen and heard. Anybody in an emotionally abusive relationship is not being seen and heard. And so it's really easy to say, oh, that's because of that relationship, right? So maybe I decide to leave that relationship or whatever, because I think that's going to change things, right? It's the circumstance that's the problem. So once I change that, my dimmer switch is going to turn up and I'm going to feel empowered. But actually, that's not what happens. And that's why, because we've probably all experienced this. If you haven't experienced it directly, you've seen it in a friend or a family member where they leave one situation and they just wind up in another one. You know, they go from a job that they have problems with their boss to a job where they love their boss, but then they've got a coworker that's a problem, or, you know, the company sells 2 minutes after they get the job and they're unemployed, or, you know, they go to another relationship and that relationship ends up being just as dysfunctional, you know, because wherever we go, we are, you know? So the real issue with that diminishment is an internal issue. It's not a circumstantial issue. Now, when we turn up that dimmer switch to our own power and we are shining our light, does our circumstances change? Yes, you know, almost always, and often very, very quickly, something different either shows up or we create it, right? We leave the relationship, we leave the job. But because we did it from a place of power, knowing that I created this situation with a boss who hates me, I'm not responsible for what my boss did, okay? This is an important distinction. We're never responsible for what another person did. I'm not responsible for the emotional abuse that the man I was married to, you know, did. However, I am responsible for being there, for how I respond to it. And so I would have made a lot of different choices all along the way had I had felt empowered all along the way. But because I let it diminish my light, I felt like I needed to stay because how was I going to support the kids, or this was just normal, or this was, you know, my fault because I made him mad, or whatever, all the, you know, things we use and that often other people use to blame us. But when you're in a true state of empowerment, and let's take a situation that doesn't involve another person, like my story that you've probably heard by now of having $50 in the bank and no place to live in a couple of days and Googling homeless shelters. So that doesn't involve a person. That was a very real circumstance. I wasn't making that up. I wasn't exaggerating. I didn't really have $500 in my bank account, but I didn't want to spend the other $450. I really had $50 in the bank. Okay. So that was a very real circumstance. But once I took myself from the place of having no light, feeling very hopeless, very helpless, that there weren't possibilities. So now we're going to go back to tying in this power and possibilities. They're intrinsically connected. Once I walked on that beach, reminding myself that I am part of the divine, I'm an aspect of a divine, I'm an element of source energy, however, whatever words you want to use, a child of God, you know, use whatever words you want that ties you to that thing that is bigger than you, right? Your higher self doesn't have to be, you know, something that sounds woo-woo or spiritual or religious or something. It can just be the higher version of yourself. That always has power. And so when I, as I start to turn up my own light, as I start to talk to myself and elevate my emotional state, my feeling state, to feel connected to that source, my power starts to increase. My, you know, if we want to use the dimmer switch metaphor, that we're turning the dimmer switch up on that light. And as I do that, it allows for possibility. It allows, if nothing else, like in my situation, it just allowed me to start to have the peace that all would be well, that I'm loved, that I'm cared for, that, you know, whatever. I think I was 2 days away from needing to be out of the Airbnb I was in. And so even the thought that, you know what, I could get a call in 5 minutes with a client, send the PayPal invoice, have the money in my bank to go get another Airbnb, you know, or somebody could call me to house sit. I mean, one time, and I have so many examples, so many stories of things like this happening. I mean, I spent 9 months living that way, like, you know, from one Airbnb to the next, a week or two, I think 3 weeks was the longest during about a 9 month period that I ever knew where I was going to stay. So I lived this way for a long time. So it's hard to remember all the stories and which ones connect to what, you know, but I remember one day I was about out of time on my Airbnb and I got a call while I was walking on the beach to cultivate my feeling of empowerment, to turn on that, turn up that dimmer switch on my light. From somebody who I knew, you know, a friend of mine in San Diego who was going on vacation and they hadn't thought about it yet, you know, but he was like, hey, you know, you want a house sit for us? Like, we don't usually get a house sitter. There's no pets to take care of. There's really nothing you can do, but we're going to go on vacation. And so if you want to stay at our house while we're gone, go ahead. And they were leaving like the next day. And so, boom, all of a sudden I had a place to stay for another week. That was heaven to me, heaven to me. So that happened, you know, coincidentally or not, I don't believe in coincidences, after I had up-leveled my own inner feeling of power. It's really not about the circumstance. It's about your inner feeling. It's about your thoughts. What are you thinking and telling yourself? If you're thinking and telling yourself and feeling that the situation's hopeless, that there's all these things stacked against you, that nothing will be different, that this always happens to you, you know, all those kinds of things, you will not find a possibility that doesn't reflect that exact same message. When we turn up the dimmer switch and bring up the light and start to feel even small amounts of empowerment, then ideas can start to come of, oh, well, wait a minute, I could do this, or I could call that person, or I could ask this person for help, right? It might just be asking somebody for help, or, you know, thinking of a client to follow up with, or, you know, a conversation to have with somebody at work, or, I mean, it can present in a million different ways. And a lot of times you can't conjure it up yourself, right? It's nothing for you to do. It's about being in trust and letting that come to you. And so just like me, I had no idea this friend was going to call and ask me to house sit. I mean, I couldn't have imagined that, you know, in a million years, but it happened because I got myself to a place of at least some feeling of power. And so it allowed this higher level possibility to come into me. So what I want you to really take from this is twofold. One, no matter how negative your external circumstances are, when you find your own place of power, when you start turning up that dimmer switch, you will find possibilities to that end up changing the circumstance, whether it's something you do or something that comes to you. You know, it might be a book that shows up, or somebody recommends something, or somebody calls to tell you something. You know, it could be something that's just like a synchronicity, right? Or you get the idea for a new business venture or a new program or a new offering, or you get an idea about a project at work or whatever it is. You know, it can come that way. Some sort of inspired action, including the inspired action to trust what's happening in your life, to trust that your higher self, the divine, the quantum field, whatever, is there for you and doesn't want you to suffer. And so some solution will present itself, and it will present itself in time. So finding that place of power, I want to tell you one other story real quick. This is just another one of my reasons why I tend to do more one-on-one coaching packages than group work, because group work is awesome. Listening to this podcast for free is awesome. And of course, it's always my intention to give you something really, you know, actionable or really applicable for you to take away from every podcast episode. And when I do group programs, you know, everybody can kind of relate to each other's stories, and there's all benefit in that. But I'm really, really aware of the extreme power that is in one-on-one coaching. Because when I'm working with you one-on-one, and when I get one-on-one coaching, because I, you know, work with coaches as well, that ability for that coach to hone in on exactly what my trigger is, exactly what little thing that I probably can't even see because it's in my unconscious, the coach can see that. I can see that in my clients. I can see where they're being unconscious about something. So for me to be able to hone in on that very specific thing that is dimming that power and be able to start turning it up with them, and take them on that journey at their kind of at their own pace, right? Like everybody kind of takes in information or turns up that dimmer switch at a different pace. So I had a client once who, when we started the session, I mean, they had a boatload of difficult circumstances going on. And when the session started, she said, you know, I just feel crushed. I just, you know, this happened, that happened, that happened. I mean, nothing was going her way. And so I understood why she felt crushed, but I wasn't going to leave her there, right? Because that's not the truth of who she is. It's not the truth of who you are. If you're feeling crushed right now by the weight of whatever circumstances are going on for you, that is not your truth. It may be happening, you know, maybe real, like my circumstance was with my bank account or having being in an abusive relationship. That was real, that my husband was abusive. But what's not real is that I have to stay crushed in it. And in about 45 minutes, because it was before the session was even over, she felt empowered and started thinking of things she could do to help improve her situation or people to contact or whatever. Possibility came in because the power got turned up. And so I want to offer you a special package deal right now that I'm doing with one-on-one coaching. And it's my power package. And so it doesn't matter what your, you know, circumstance or issue is. It could be a career issue, a money issue, a relationship issue. It could be any, you know, it could be adult children. It could be your mother. It could be your mother-in-law. It could be anybody. Whatever that circumstance is that's turning down the light in your power, that's what this coaching package is for. We're going to hone in on that, tune into that, and turn up that power. So I'll put the link in the show notes, but I hope you will come check out the Power Package. I've got two versions of it. One for something, if you just kind of have a small issue, one is a 3-session package for $397. And so that's super easy. You can just buy that on the page that you'll see all this information in that I'll put in the show notes. And then the other one is for more of a deep dive, a bigger issue or something that maybe keeps recurring for you or something. And this is a 90-day, because you know, it took you years to get to where that this power dimmer has been happening for you. It's not going to go away and be transformed in 3 sessions if this is happening repeatedly for you or it's been going on for any period of time. So this is a really sustainable coaching package of 90 days with 9 sessions plus Voxer support, which is kind of an audio messenger system so that you can, you know, bounce stuff off of me even in between sessions. So this is for that reoccurring power zap, or maybe it's not the same circumstance, but you just know you've been dealing for years with a lack of power. We need the time and the attention that this 90-day package gives you. And I've got payment plans on them and all that good stuff. So check that out in the show notes. And if you're not sure which package is best for you, just book a call. There's a link to book a call with me on the same page that's in these show notes, and we'll figure it out, right? Because you do not need to stay in that room with the dimmed light switch. There is power that is already within you that's waiting for you to discover it. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing you have to go find. I'm not going to give it to you. All I'm going to do is facilitate you finding what is already a part of you, what is already within you. So I can't wait to work with you. And thank you for joining me on this episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. As I mentioned at the end of this episode, I have a new coaching package I call the Power Package. This is for everybody who wants to turn up the light on that dimmer switch and regain your sense of personal power. Anything, we can work on any issue that's taking your power away. It could be your kids, it could be your job, it could be your finances, it could be a relationship, it could be something just from your past that keeps zapping you and you can't seem to get rid of it. We'll work with that very specifically and very intimately working with me one-on-one. That's why I love one-on-one packages, because it's not a formula. It is diving into what specifically has triggered you and what will specifically for you regain that sense of power. It's already there. It's not outside of you. You already have it. It's just sort of gotten lost or covered up or whatever word you want to use. And we will together uncover it, find it, access it, so you can turn up the light on that dimmer switch and live in the power and possibility that is already within you. So I've got the link in the show notes for the Power Package, so you can check that out. There's 2 versions. You can book a call with me if you're not sure which one's right for you. So just go check all that out and then get in touch with me if you have any questions. And then of course, there's the private Facebook group, Liberate Your People Pleaser. I'll have the link to that in the show notes. And you can always ask me a question that you want me to address on Liberate Your People Pleaser, or send me an email. My email is also in the show notes, brenda@brendaflorida.com. And let me know what's helped you in these podcasts, what you're still struggling with. I am here to be your partner on the journey. So thank you for joining me in this episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser.